Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to have a good time anyway, bringing in this new moon of the Most High.
How are you doing, Sister Mary, Sister Denise? I'm sorry. Let me turn my speaker on. All right. I'm sorry if you guys can let me stop this music right here. Check 1, 2, 3. Are you able to hear Sister Mary, Sister Denise?
I can hear you.
Okay. How are you, Sister, doing?
Shalom.
Good.
Shalom.
All right. Amen.
Yes.
All right, Sister Mary.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to be the official responder for the people this evening.
Okey-dokey.
All right. Amen. And the reason you do it that way is so it don't sound confused. Okay. All right. So, happy new moon to both of you. I pray all is well with you both. This is a day that I definitely look forward to every month. And so we're going to go ahead and proceed. You got your grape juice and you got your meal?
Yes.
I know you do. All right. Amen. So let's go ahead and start. And then as people join in, then they'll just have to come in. All right, that being said, let us do our declaration, our statement of faith. And I don't have it up there, so let me put it up. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20-21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26-29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and we glorify you and lift you up. We magnify your name, O Yah Elohim. We magnify your name. And we extol the honor today and we honor you in this new moon, this beginning of the month, Father. And we ask that you would lead us here on this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go ahead and start the new moon service. This service begins when there are three stars normally visible in the sky. And at night, is it actually nightfall there where you're at?
No.
No.
Yes.
It is for you, Sister Denise, but not Sister Mary.
What?
It's nightfall for you already, but it's not for Sister Mary. For Sister Mary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right? Okay. But we're doing this according to Central Standard Time, so by the time we finish, it'll be nightfall. Okay, so this usually begins when there are three stars visible in the sky. At nightfall, whenever the stars are not visible, the new moon may be observed by the calendar's astronomical calculation. And that calculation is based upon the crescent moon, and not what the calendar says is the new moon, according to the book of Ezekiel. Bow our heads. We have ladies to cover their heads. Any men listening, uncover your head. As we go before the Most High. We celebrate the festival of the new moon, as appointed with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. Can I hear you? No, Sister Mary, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. All right, so, yeah, we can hear you. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people. In love, you are holy, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And then, Sister Mary, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Yah of Yah.
Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Amen. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifice for you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of the month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin, and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And Sister Mary, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us.
And sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you. And may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessings of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And in Sister Mary, we bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you shall have compassion upon your people.
When you shall have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again.
Restore your glory once again.
Upon Zion.
Upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
Amen. And amen. Psalm 81, verses 1 through 5. The book of Psalms 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedit, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud, our Elohim, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psalter. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And then we're going to do the blowing of the shofar. I'm going to blow mine first, and then we will blow the one that sounds good. Y'all know how that goes. And let me get this bag untied.
I'm good too, Brother Miles.
I'm just glad I learned to blow it a little bit. Also, in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. That is the book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 10. Sister Mary, blessed are the people.
Blessed are the people.
That know the sound of the shofar.
That knows the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. In the plain of the Shema.
Everyone knows the channel, right? Hallelujah. One, two, one, two. Jimba, 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 Jim
Amen. To Yah be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right. Let us go on to the lighting of the menorah. One more time. This is Shema. Shema Israel. Yahuwah Eloheinu. Yahuwah Ikad. Baruch Shema Kavod. Melkuto Lamolah. Bahe. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. The lighting of the Shema, the lighting of the menorah, to separate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon or the new month, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you for all the fullness of the Godhead that dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that we are, as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory so that the illumination of your presence will manifest through us too. The book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and you are in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin, of the flesh, by the circumcision of Mashiach, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29, to whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which in Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, thriving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with the might through which his spirit in our inner man, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our heart, faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which surpasses all knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. That the Elohim of our Master, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe according to the workings of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the strength and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Mashiach which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. We will now get ready to invoke the seven spirits of the Most High. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. So, Sister Mary, if you get ready to repeat after me.
Okay.
song here.
Okay. You can't hear me?
No, I got you. I hear you. I just, my document has gotten misaligned. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Yah? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of Yah.
Fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Wisdom. Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Wisdom.
We receive the Spirit of Wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Understanding? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Understanding.
We receive the Spirit of Understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Counsel? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Counsel.
We receive the Spirit of Counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Might? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Might.
We receive the Spirit of Might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Knowledge? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Knowledge.
We receive the Spirit of Knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of the fear of Yah? Sister Mary, we receive the fear of the Spirit of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of the fear of Yah.
Let's give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you for today, and we lift you up, and we thank you for your manifold spirit, Father. Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verses 17. Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 17. And it shall come, and it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath and all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make a reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 through 6. Saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. The prince shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath, they shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram and the meat offering for the lamb, as he shall be able to give, and a hine of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. For as the new heavens and the new earth will I make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. The sanctifying of the new moon, the sanctifying of the month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of your righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let all of us say, amen.
Amen.
And Sister Mary, we express our gratitude to you.
Our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the
universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope that we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
If you repeat after me again, O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
For all our transgressions.
For all our transgressions.
And for all our sins.
And for all our sins.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
Seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yahweh our rock.
Yahweh our rock.
And our redeemer.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayers.
Hear our prayers.
O Yah, Elohim of our fathers, and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do, and that all the people say, amen.
Amen.
The blessing of the, okay, if you'll go get your grape juice now. Go ahead and pour what you're going to consume into your cup. And if you would take the bread, and we're going to do this, I have this backward in my particular ceremony. If you would take the bread first and put it in your break off as you consume of your unleavened bread. And put that in your left hand, put the cup down, pick up the bread. Let's do the bread first. And let me get the scripture out of the Bible. Chapter 11. He hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That is book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For him. for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. If you will take the bread or your unleavened bread, put it in your left hand, place your right hand over it. Father, yeah. Bless this bread in the representation of the body of Messiah that was broken for us. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may take the bread and eat it now. By Elohim, a ham cup of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Messiah, for your body, which is broken for us, which redeemed us from our sins. We just thank you for it even now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And Sister Mary, if you repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Elohim,
King of the universe,
King of the universe,
who resurrects bread from the earth, Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
Sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives.
In the renewal of our lives.
This month.
This month.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. And if you will take the grape juice and put it in your left hand, place your right hand over it. Father, receive this grape juice and sanctify it as the blood of Messiah, and that was given for the redemption of our sins and the sealing of the new covenant. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from the dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. John chapter 15 and verse 5. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 5 and 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yeshua's death till he come. You may now drink the cup. Let us to the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the blood of the new covenant. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the atonement of sin, Father. We just glorify you and we give you glory on today and we magnify your name. We extol you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving and praise. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts that you have performed on our behalf and the victories you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live and shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits. By a hand clap of praise. One more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you, O Yah Elohim. There is no not one. And we give you glory on today. We give you honor. We praise your holy name. We praise you, Father. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Are there any personal testimonies for this month? For last month?
Well, as always, I just thank the Heavenly Father for allowing me to see another new moon.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Oh, I have one.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I told myself I was going to observe the new moon at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and at 8:29, me and my children were in the pool celebrating, and a huge tempest came through, and it was amazing because there was a clear sky, and within just a matter of 1 minute, we saw a little bit of thunder, then we saw lightning, and then we felt the wind rustle through all the palm trees, and then the sky got really, really gray, and it was a tempest, and it began to storm, and so we all ran inside before the storm came and took cover and shelter. And then look at that, I looked at the clock, and it was time for us to observe the new moon. So Father hears all of our solemn requests and notions that we speak unto him.
All right, amen, amen. We allow you to see the new moon before the storm came up. Amen. I just want to thank the Most High for the past month. It's been some difficult times, but yet and still, Yah is good and greatly to be praised. He is always worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory, no matter what's going on in our lives. God is always good, and he looks out for his people. He always will, always does. And so we want to thank him for allowing us to continue to be on the land, for his manifold blessings, and that he will, in the future, this month, that he will work wonders for us and answer prayers that only he can answer. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. All right. You may now go and get your meal. And if you go and get your meals, I will play some music until you come back. I'll play a song and give you a chance to come back, and then we will have a meal together. Amen? I lost my sound. Okay, there was no sound in the video there. All right.
Him. I will praise Him while I can. I'll bless Him at all times. I vow to praise You through the good and the bad. My testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do. Somebody do it. Somebody do it.
Right, amen, amen. Everybody got their food?
Yeah.
Right, amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful work. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for life and health and strength. Father, we ask that you will bless this meal and the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's name, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, let's dig in. What you having?
Well, I'm having chicken, spinach, and bread.
Chicken, spinach, and bread. Sounds good. And what about you?
I'm having roasted chicken breast and crackers.
Roasted chicken breast and crackers. All right, amen. Sound good, too. I'm having, what is this? An enchilada with avocado.
Hey, that sounds good.
This avocado is good. The enchilada, this is a one of those vegan ones, a vegetarian one.
Uh-huh.
That one's even better.
Yeah, it sounds real good. I mean, it sounds good, it tastes real good, too. I'm just checking while we are getting ready to be checking on the status of this grant. Still no tracking number. So, again, still no news is good news.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why. They must be overwhelmed. But hard to get any information out of them. All right. So, all right, no smacking out loud.
I'll try.
Let me put on a song. Anybody have anything they want to bring up?
No, I don't.
All right, then. I'm just going to play some songs while we eat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. Somebody made a comment. I ain't going to say who it was. Do y'all be sleeping on my sermon?
Sometimes I do, Brother Miles. I can't lie.
Okay. And you,
no.
Sister Mary?
No.
All right, amen. I know Sister Denise.
Didn't that one sleep, Mary?
Huh?
Didn't that one sleep? Well, not lately.
Not lately.
Not
lately.
Yeah, man. I've been too fired up.
All right, amen. We'll see if we can cut them down to an hour, 59 minutes.
But you know when you get involved, you don't even look at the time.
Right. I don't be looking at the time. That's for sure. And I've been doing it for 2 hours for so long. And 1 hour, I don't think I can do it justice.
No.
So that'd be the deal.
2 hours is fine. Only reason why I went to when I did, when I had got up real early. And
this is truth music. The truth.
And that had what?
I hadn't got a chance to take a nap.
All right, amen. I hear you. I know once I get started, it's all in it. And I could go for 3 hours, 4 hours sometimes. I just get caught up in it. But I'll take a look. Maybe on certain days I'll do a little sermonette instead of full teaching. Give y'all a break.
Keep doing what you're doing. Huh? Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, amen. Well, I hope that person that said that heard that.
Movement.
Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy this planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hates us. The world is against us. We gon' bring y'all some life, you know what I mean? Get out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many. Lots of talk, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, locked down. You can't keep
may be your way. Guess we'll find out later.
The truth has finally come out. We the people of the Bible. This is no doubt. Can these bones live? I am living truth and battle.
What was that?
I'm putting my son to bed. I missed the announcement.
Oh, I was asking. Well, I was asking Lara, is the music on her end? She's on the phone. Is the music coming through distorted for you? You can hear it?
No, just slightly.
Slightly distorted?
Slightly, yes.
Okay. All right. Then I will do this from the radio show, I mean from the broadcast, because in the broadcast, when people go back and listen to it, then it will sound like that. So, yeah, let's just do it from that way.
Okay.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high to worship you. My knees, all praise to you. Up high to worship you. I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation. Only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise, to worship you. Bow down, all praise to you. Up high. I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you.
principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat. It's time to get into formation. We gotta get ready for the battle. So call on your brothers and sisters. We gotta turn back to the scriptures. Stop making it all about you. Them preachers, they got it confused. Come out of her. Cause Yahuwah is our deliverer. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Cause nobody's perfect. We're called by his name. We're called by his name. Seek him to be worthy. We should be coming together. There's power and unity. It's time to come into the order. Cause we are a living prophecy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat. Lace up them boots. We gotta move, step mode, put on camouflage. We gotta be wise. Open your eyes to the most high in the sky. We must stop arguing, it's irrelevant. We must live in the Torah, it's 7-10. He will put it in your heart, fulfilling the word of the new covenant. Don't be ashamed, don't be ashamed, cause nobody's perfect. We're called by his name, we're called by his name, seek him to be worthy. We should be coming together, there's power and unity. It's time to come into the order, cause we are a living prophecy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
To worship you.
And I bow
down on my knees.
All praise to you.
All praise
to you.
Up high
to worship you.
I vow be humble, yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation, only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise
to worship you.
To worship you. need you. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you.
I
really need you.
Sister Denise, did you say
that? Truth music got elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all. Get close to the speaker.
Sister Denise, did you say something?
No, I was wondering what silent. It was silent.
Oh, I asked if y'all hear that. I thought y'all said yes.
We did, but then it went blank. It went silent.
Okay. I'm downloading. Let me play it just from a different site. I'll play it another time. I'll play a song from, I'm trying to play a song by Nathaniel Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you guys could hear it. Evidently not.
When you came in and said Denise something and then was playing, then it went like now talking, so it's off.
Yeah, because I thought you said something.
I did once it was silent.
Oh, okay. Tell me, can you hear this?
No.
You couldn't play? You couldn't hear that?
No.
Okay, let me from here. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is. All right, thank you. Let me turn up the volume.
Thank you. counselor, by Christ. Elohim, Elion, Alan Sebi.
Thank you. Baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, push a button. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yeah, who are you?
Shalom family, happy new moon to you all. Peace and blessings to you. See you guys on tomorrow night for the newcomers class.
Amen.
All right, peace and blessings.